Would that be him?
Yes, I think it could probably maybe be that time of the day. Air line. Yeah. Hello.
Hello there.
Roscoe. Whoa, perfect timing.
How about it?
How about that? So you out to lunch with the booking agent?
No, I didn't. I told him to hold all the business meetings until I finished watching the Outlaw Josie Wales.
Ooh, you get to the spanking part yet?
I think it's in the next 20 minutes.
Ooh, wow. Maybe you could hold the... Well, if it gets there while you're on mic, hold the mic up to the TV and we can hear the spanking. My favorite part of the movie.
I know, but see, right now they just got the Indian girl.
Mm.
You know where he is? He just got the guys in the fur traders.
Oh, right. That's a good part.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe is brought to you by... The Sco, who can be seen in the Lower East Side making a fool of himself.
Making a what? Oh, making a fool of himself.
Yeah, where you been, Ben? You finally got out of bed?
Yeah, I've been out of bed, but my party hat just has not been on, you know, Sco. I've been kind of depressed. I wanted to talk to you about it for a few hours.
He has happiness disease.
Well, this is as good a time as any.
Yeah, see, Ben, I think you got to start Dr. by eliminating that word from your vocabulary.
Say what?
You got to eliminate that word from your vocabulary.
Which word?
Depressed.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's easy to do.
That's a good starter.
Okay, all right, I can do
now
that.
Now you should just refer
bummed
to yourself
out.
As kind of bummed out.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of bummed, and then we'll move you up to like halfway bummed. And then pretty soon you won't even be bummed.
You know, people wouldn't have these problems if they still made speed.
Yeah, there you go. Put a smile on your face.
I was looking for you last night.
A rocket in your pocket.
Where were you last night?
Last night, I hit a few things. I was, you know, first I was doing the Warner deal, you know, with the
Friday night bar run.
Friday night bar
run.
And we went for some Thai food, which was pretty good. I smelled it on my hands when I woke up.
Sounds like you're still feeling it.
Yeah, and then I ran into the Jer at the basement where the Rivington guys were doing their fresco.
Sounds
and mistreating
like...
their women.
And doing what?
You know, the Rivington school thing.
Their thing.
Then we would hit the Ludlow bars. You know, they took the wall out of the Ludlow Street Cafe.
Oh, how is that now, by the way?
It's pretty good, and Jeremy, being just about the king of the Ludlow, he just goes in there and demands beers. It's sort of like his extortion payoff deal he's got with them.
Now they gotta give him free beer to not play there?
Yeah. I think so. That's pretty much the vibe. I mean, this evening... Probably be some sort of booze cruise.
Did you see Dave Dinkins playing the Vibes in the paper this week?
Really?
Yeah, they had him with a pair of Vibes. He's trying to steal your act.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they get him a cowboy hat. They might. Then you might have some to be able to work together.
Dinkins?
It's just an idea. Oh, private joke.
The cowboy hat song. Yeah. Actually, now they just went into town... And I think Sandra Locke is going to be making her appearance pretty soon.
Mm.
I don't know if you can really hang on until they, you know, she gets captured.
We can imagine it ourselves, I guess.
Yeah. Don't get her dirty. I might buy her myself.
Ooh.
The famous line.
Yes.
It's a famous line. Well, you guys, going back to your rocking.
Okay, thank you, Roscoe.
And we'll check in with you on the Saturday evening, booze cruise.
You know.
About it.
Aloha, Sco.
Just a little bum, Ben.
See ya, just a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
All right.